This is Ozarks at Large. Thanks for being with us on this Friday. Forge Community Loan Fund is partnering with Canopy Northwest Arkansas, a refugee resettlement agency. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich recently met Canopy's first Forge client who's establishing a business, a refugee from the Democratic Republic of Congo. And she brings us this story.
Etchemukandama is busy today. He's opening an auto sales and repair shop in Fayetteville. He legally entered the U.S. 3 years ago with his aunt and two cousins as refugees from war-torn Democratic Republic of Congo.
I came here straight from Burundi. I've been a refugee in Burundi for 16 years.
While a refugee in Burundi, Mukandama studied to be a car and large truck mechanic.
When I came here, I started with Ozark Original Transit. Yes, fixing buses.
He repairs public transit buses.
I was thinking about doing this business, but I didn't know where to start. And when I called Canopy, telling them that I have an idea and I have some money with me, I wanted to start a business.
Called Mosi's Auto Sales and Repair, centrally located in Fayetteville Southern Business District.
And the address is 563 West MLK Junior Boulevard.
He says all used car sales are guaranteed. If you break down, he'll fix it. But to open and operate, Mukandama needed capital to purchase used cars, tools, and retail office equipment to set up inside his leased Quonset Hut garage. Mukandama is the first Canopy client to apply to Forge Community Loan Fund, which lends money to small business owners and farmers in the tri-state region.
Because I don't know everything, a lot of things about the business, so I really appreciate for that help.
And that's where Khalid Ahmadzai comes in. He's director of economic advancement for the nonprofit agency Canopy of Northwest Arkansas, which has resettled 195 federally vetted global refugees after Canopy staff helped individuals and families secure affordable housing, furnishings, and food, enrolling children in public schools. Ahmadzai helps them to find work.
We have a job club, which we train them. It's a 12 lessons of A to Z, how to be prepared to enter American workforce. That's one part. Employment in general is to make sure that they are self-sufficient and they're able to pay all their bills at the end of 90 days, because that's when their assistance ends.
The Arkansas Department of Workforce Services, with several offices in Northwest Arkansas, helps Canopy refugees to secure employment. Canopy also has a network of prospective willing employers. And last March, Ahmadzai met with Neighborhood Development Center in St. Paul, Minnesota, later adapting what he learned into a 12-week entrepreneurship training program for refugees, as well as immigrants in Northwest Arkansas.
A lot of our refugee community, they are self-entrepreneurs. Wherever they were in their refugee camp or in their respective home, they had a small business.
Where they were gainfully employed until their lives were disrupted by war, climate change, political or religious persecution. The entrepreneurship class aims to inspire refugees to rebuild livelihoods.
Echa is our first one. We had our first cohort of seven individuals, and three of them started their businesses. And Echa is the big one. The others are home-based, and Echa's is an LLC. And we're excited to see Echa move forward.
Ahmadzai's course teaches refugees how to develop a business plan, apply for business loans, and acquire business real estate, providing critical technical assistance.
And that's when, throughout my research, I connected with Credit Counseling of Arkansas. And then they connected me with Forge Fund. And I just had a great conversation with Philip.
Philip Adams is executive director of Forge, located in Huntsville.
Forge is a revolving loan fund that was established in 1988 to provide economic opportunity and growth to the bioregion of the Ozarks. Since then, it's grown out of its sort of birth in agriculture, providing access to farmers who are having difficulty obtaining credit from banks. That group who lacks access has grown to include rural and urban farmers and small business owners.
Currently, Forge is transacting 341 active loans valued at $6.1 million. Last year, he says, Canopy approached him to talk with their clients about lending and access to capital and learning how to close a loan.
Many of our borrowers, though, are low-income startups, so they do not have the collateral that a business going to a traditional bank might have. We have a few ways we handle that. We participate in a couple of state programs that help provide access to capital. The Arkansas Development Finance Authority has a guarantee fund. And so between Forge and the borrower, we put up a portion, a percentage of the loan into that fund. The state matches it and it serves as a guarantee. And that is a piece of collateral where borrowers do not have that can be used to secure the loan.
Adam says Forge is a mission-driven nonprofit lender.
If all of our borrowers are successful, then we will remain successful ourselves and continue to revolve as a revolving loan fund. Part of that work means making sure that the balance of expenses and income, assets and liabilities is manageable.
Adam says Mukundama was Forge's first Canopy client, and he did all the necessary groundwork prior to meeting with the lending team.
I think his work through the entrepreneurship class and doing the working with the economic advancement through Canopy gave him a great foundation. He and I worked through a lot of his financial goals and projections to sort of balance to make sure he had realistic settings for these first few years. Most of the loans at Forge are financed over 5 years at a fixed interest rate. And so we try and look at that distance when we first fund a loan. It's what did you plan for these 5 years to look like?
Forge will continue to work with Etcha Mukundama to make sure he succeeds, Adam says.
We provide post-loan technical assistance throughout the life of a loan. So if anytime anyone needs anything, we're there to either provide that support ourselves or connect them with experts who can provide that support for them.
Data show, Adam says, that refugees, despite most assumptions, are low risk.
Whereas the general United States population, somewhere between 80 and 90% repay their loans, this refugee community had closer to a 98 to 99% repayment of their loans. And when we think through the experience of refugees prior to, say, opening a small business in the United States, when you think about perseverance, tenacity, and survivability, I think those are all great traits that we would look at when underwriting a loan in terms of, will this business be successful?
In other words, clients like Etcha Mukundama, he says, have grit. And despite a global pandemic, Adam says, Forge remains successful due to its investors who understand the mission.
The work of lending like Forge Lends is made possible through investors. Forge has money on account from individual investors, from institutional investors, charitable foundations, faith-based organizations, and we have a few loans from traditional banks who lend to us, and then we lend it out to borrowers.
Adam says in our COVID-constricted economy, Forge is a great and altruistic investment.
If you are concerned at all about how your money makes money, which many people don't really think about, Forge is a great way to know very clearly how your money is making money.
Not to mention investing in the well-being of long-suffering global refugees now resettled in Northwest Arkansas. Canopy's offering a second entrepreneurship training session, March 16th, open to migrants, immigrants, as well as resettled refugees. And a ribbon-cutting ceremony is planned for the grand opening of Mosey's Auto Sales and Repair in the very near future. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.